Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you could be with me today, especially today, for this radio program for November the 14th, 2021. We're going to talk about being insulted, being offended, being hurt by some of the things that you have to maybe endure if you are going to work upon yourself. And I get questions all the time, but they're derogatory. A lot of the questions I get from people are basically derogatory. And what they're about is, how do you get away with saying the things you do and have students? That's the essence of it all. And I try to be as kind as I can to help people, but there are blatant truths that we all must face about ourselves in this life. And some of them are that the level of our stupidity, the level of our indifference, the level of our selfishness and pride, all these things come to bear their teeth, as it were, in the practice. And people who try to, smooth things over or lie to themselves about, what they're doing and what they think is right, wrong, good, bad, moral, oftentimes gets in the way of the truth. And what I try to say to people, in essence, is you have a choice. You can live your lie, or you can discover something else. So they get offended. And the whole idea of being offended means that someone or something annoys us, typically, and it usually is perceived in some way or another, in some fashion or another, as an insult. And what is an insult? An insult is something that goes against the grain of our, our self-esteem. Let's just go there. The self-esteem that we have built for ourselves that has nothing to do with the reality of our given persona and the way we dip into our genetic nature. So we get easily insulted. People are easily insulted. So with all of that being said, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. And I am more than willing, believe it or not, to sacrifice a student or two who really aren't students at all for the sake of helping the ones who are authentically a student. And I do this oftentimes in my Gestalt therapies. But, people are people, and they want to hear things the way they want to hear them. And it is no disrespect to them on my part. But when you start to really realize the selfishness and pride that's involved in a human being, you realize how difficult it is to teach them anything. So let me go to the first question from Len, and he does not tell me where he lives. He says, first of all, he goes into all the years he's been listening to me. And then he said, everything you teach hurts my feelings and makes it hard for me to listen to you. Could you smooth it out a little bit, Len? No, I don't have much time here on the planet. And if you look at the Buddha or Jesus or Lao Tzu, the great teachers, the three I bow down to and respect deeply, they didn't pull any punches. In fact, Jesus even said, blessed is he who is not offended in me. And he said a lot of very offensive things, worse than ever I have done in public. He really nailed it. Well, maybe I'm exaggerating. I have done it. Forgive me. Yes, I have nailed people right and left, and I've tried to show them. We get to a certain point, Len, where it's either going to be, I'm going to lie to them to make them feel good about themselves and the kind of crap they're doing, not only to themselves, but other people. Or I'm going to tell them the truth. And it is only in deep respect that I do this. If I did not respect them, if I did not love them, if I did not care for them, then the whole thing would be just a farce. I have to say what I have to say. Now, my students are smart enough to know what to ask me and what not to ask me. They're very, very cunning. And so they want to hear what they want to hear. They don't want to feel insulted or humiliated. Blessed are the humiliated, in my opinion. Blessed are they that are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What does poor in spirit mean? It means to take away the pride, the vanity, all that stuff, and get beyond my need to be better than or to fulfill my own ideals of myself, my self-esteem. Now, there are many, many ministers in this world who will try to esteem their congregations in order to gain popularity, and the popularity eventually turns into money, and that's really why they do it. Would they admit that? No. Do they all know it? Absolutely. They absolutely know it because they get off on feeling good about making others feel good. And that's not why we're here. We're at crucial stages in this world, whether you know it or not. These crucial stages that we're at is whether we're going to be able to transcend or awaken, or just merely survive. And as we survive, we become more and more ruthless, more and more unkind, not only to others, but ourselves. And we create our karma, our pneuma, this whole thing where we gather all of the things that we've done in our life, all of the things that have pertained to our survival. Think about the things you've done to survive. I mean, I'm sure they haven't all been pretty. And think of all the things you've done, Len, to survive your self-esteem, your moral factor, the things that you think are right or wrong, the things that you think are morally correct. These are all things that we do to sustain our righteousness. It has nothing to do with moral correctness, you know, in a spiritual way, which there is none. It goes beyond all of that. It's much deeper than that. It has to do with the way we live within ourselves. So you have your basic principles that you think maybe are correct and should be lived, but if they are, maybe nothing is gained within yourself. Nothing is gained in compassion and forgiveness. Everybody has done something silly, something they wish they hadn't done, something that other people would say was wrong. And in doing so, they repent. Some do, some don't, you know? But that's their business, not mine. And it's not mine to correct them either. What I try to point out to my students, as well as all of my audiences, is that we don't get away with anything. We think we do, but we don't. I know people who are fat cats, people who, you know, done real well in this world financially. But when you try to talk to them about anything deeper than their finances or where they've been or their travel plans or what they've seen in travel, you reach a stone wall. You really do. I have friends that, and I even have students who are married to people who drink, smoke dope, the whole thing, and they just don't see the damage being done to them. And when it is pointed out to them by me, they get insulted. They feel it's disrespect. It's abusive. Women love to use that. That's abusive. No, actually, the truth of what you are is abusive. But it isn't abusive to point it out to you and have you realize the damage you're doing to yourself. And that's my part of my job. I am a teacher of consequence, and I don't teach conscience. I teach consciousness. Two very different things. So, Len, yeah, a lot of probably what I'm teaching does insult you because you're not prone to anything authentic. You're just prone to the status quo. And you believe in philosophy, as you state in your email, and you believe in, you know, what is right against wrong, but you really don't, and none of us really do. And it's not a matter of right and wrong. It's a matter of authenticity. Did what I just do, whatever I do or have done, does it accentuate the authentic within me? Does it build a path to the authentic? Is it forgiving? Is it merciful? And those are the things that are most important. I'm out of here. Please forgive me. Namaste. I love getting emails like this. The next one comes from Susan. Does not tell me where she lives. She said, "You teach, Greg, everything I hate." "Why I listen to you, I do not know." Well, you listen to me because I provoke things in you unconsciously. I've never met you. I provoke things in you that need to be provoked, unearthed. And part of you likes the conflict, so now you have someone to hate. We always have to have someone we need to hate to make our self-esteem seem elevated. So it is always good to have those you hate, those you don't like, opposed to those who you do like, and then you can formulate some kind of plan inside of you to elevate your opinion of yourself. And that's probably really what it's all about. It's a psychological thing. But there could be another part of you, Susan, that you don't know about, a part that beyond the what you think of as disrespect or insult or abuse that wants to hear this and is saying, "Susan, listen, just listen. It isn't personal. I don't even know you, Susan. You act as though I know you. You act as though I somehow am after you for maybe personal reasons, and nothing of that could ever be true. I don't even know you. But what I teach, and if you were ever to avail yourself of the teachings I do offer in the discourses, even my commentaries, which are scathing as far as what it's all about in the spiritual realm and why we don't mature, if you were even to get involved in those, you'd realize, my God, he's risking everything to try to help me. But that would never dawn on you, because help to you is anything that accentuates adoration, comfort, and what you would call personal security. And that's not what the teachings are about. If you really listen to Jesus, you call yourself a Christian. If you really listen to his teachings, you would find them highly offensive. They really were. They went against the grain of the day. They went against the grain of society in the day. And he wasn't on that cross for no reason at all. The people around him had the choice of Barabbas or Jesus, and they chose Jesus to be crucified. Barabbas was a thief and a murderer, but they'd rather have that. And that standard has not changed over the many thousands of years of our existence. I gotta go. Thank you, Susan, for your question, and you really need to forgive me for that one. Namaste. I'm out of here. I hope that this program and the programs we've offered this week have helped you. I really do. And that's what they're meant to do, not insult you. But if they do, hey, you gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet. Please forgive me. Namaste.